Nimi Lila. Maharaj Nimi Lila is the pastime of Maharaj Nimi from 9th canto. There's some description of a personality. Some of the generations of Lav and Kush, the sons of Ramachandra and Sita. There's one yogi was born in that dynasty. His name was Maru. And he attained a Siddha body. And he's still living in somewhere called Kalapagram. And he will live till the end of Kali Yuga, or 432,000 years. At the end of Kali Yuga, he'll revive the dynasty, this dynasty of the sun god. He'll revive the lost Surya dynasty by beginning his son, who will be the first, obviously, sattvic, saintly king to initiate the Satyuga following this Kali Yuga after 4 lakh years. And it talks about Nimi, who's the son of Ikshvaku. So King Nimi wanted to do a yajna, and he asked Vasishtha to be the Purohit. And Vasishtha Muni deferred because he was already engaged in a yajna for Indra. He said, "When I finish that, I'll help you." And he departed. So Maharaj Nimi was a self-realized soul, so he knew how flickering human life is. So he did not wait for the thousands of years for Vasishtha to return from Indraloka to engage other priests. But somehow he did return, and he found that his judgeman, Nimi, had disobeyed his instructions and not waited for him. So then Vasishtha Muni cursed King Nimi, "May you die immediately." Thinking that he was unnecessarily cursed, Maharaj Nimi counter-cursed his Purohit, Vasishtha, "Because you're greedy for the bakshish from the yajna. You lost your intelligence. May you also die. Give up this body." So at that moment, both King Nimi and Vasishtha died, gave up their bodies. At that time, there were two personalities, Mitra and Varuna. They met the heavenly damsel, Apsara Urvashi, and they became very lusty. And somehow they involuntarily, these two gentlemen, discharged semen, which they kept in a water pot. And from that water pot and that semen, Vasishtha Muni took birth from the womb of a pot, a kumbha, garbha. Then the Brahmins took King Nimi's, did some kind of yajna and preserved King Nimi's body in some herbs, fragrant herbs. And somehow they made an arrangement with the demigods, and they brought back King Nimi's body. And then when he got a new body, King Nimi said, "Forget it. I don't want to be in the prison of a material body. It's always a source of distress and lamentation, no matter how we're placed." And the demigod said, "Okay, then let Nimi live without a material body. Let him become a personal associate of God. In his spiritual body, he can manifest himself or remain unmanifest to the common embodied people as he desires." So then the sages churned Maharaj Nimi's material body, and a son was born. And he got the name Janaka, because he's born from his father's dead body. He was also called Vaideha. And he was also named Mitila. And of course, that Mitila eventually gave, in his dynasty, became King Janak, who was the father of Janaki or Sita Devi. That's a very interesting story.